Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Samech Dalid. And we're here from, at the two dots at the bottom of Samech Gimel and Beis, right from the Mishnah, if you remember, right, we had said that we're going to talk about, at least on Amud Aleph, something called Tumat Tzafa, which we had in the Mishnah, right, that's already, we're talking about, we were asking if Tumas Tahom, right, if Tumas Tahom is Soser, right, the count, we said that the Mishnah said it's not, but we had said that Vinimta Mace Tzafa Pima Ara, right, if you find a mace floating, right, in the water, so then tell me that's not considered too much to home, but that is only, right, if it's a mace, as the Gemara is about to explain in a second, right, if it's any other type of tumah, so then we're going to apply the kula, the leniency of tumah tzafa, right, again, just to get, we've been talking about these ideas, but just to rehash, right, usually suffik tumah versus rabim, right, is tumah. Usually, if you have a suffix, whether you're touched or passed over or whatever, tumma or shus rabim is tummy and shus yachid is tar, but that is not true of tumma tzafa. If the tumma tzafa, if the tumma is floating, so then that's going to be tahor. And that's, again, we said that's only in the case of not a mace, only in the case of a sheretz, which we're going to say right now. So the two dots over here at the bottom of Samach Gimel, Amma based. Tzafa ina matama. Leinian sheretz. If the sheretz, again, usually this is one of the seven creepy crawly things, will be matame if a person touches it. But if it's floating, so then that is not true. I mean, it's not matame, right? Suffolk is going to be tahor. The tanya is one of the rights. So suffolk tuma tzafa, right? If a tuma is floating, right? Again, not a mace, but if tuma is floating, bein bekelim, bein bekarka, whether the water is in kelim, is in the utensil, or whether the water is in the ground, so then tahora, then it's going to be tahora. Rabbi Shimon says, no, depends. Bekelim, tamea, bekarka, tahora. If the water is in a utensil, if it's in a pool, or a cup, or a bowl, or whatever, so then it's going to be tamei. But if it's in the ground, right, meaning if it's an actual lake, or whatever it is, or mikveh, whatever it is, so then tumat safa, right, if it's safek, it's going to be Tor. The Gemara says, my Tana and Tanakama. Why is it? What's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? So they basically have two different stiras in the Psukim, right? And they solve it and with their own shitas. My Tana and Tanakama. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdumi. Ksiv Pasuk says, "Bechol sheretz hasheretz." Right, any type of sheretz, wherever the sheretz is. Call Makam Shu Sharetz, or wherever it goes. But the Pasuk says, Allah Aretz, that Sharetz is going to be Tame on the ground. So Akitzat, so how does that work? So the Gemara says, Vade Magao Tame, Sofik Magao Tor. So he answers that question, meaning is it in the land or is it everywhere? So the Tanakama holds that if it's definite that you touched it, so that's anywhere. But if it's a Sofik, right, so then, right, then it's going to be tahor, right? If it was in the water, meaning it's only going to be tame, right? If it was on the land, Rabbi Shimon, my time, what's Rabbi Shimon? She did. Amar Ula says, "Ksiv a different stira in the psukim." Ach mayan uvor mikveh mayim yet tahor. Then a mikvah is tahor. Ksiv, and the pasuk says yitzma, right? That a person will be tame. Right, again, that's the context that we're getting. Ach mayan uvor mikveh mayim yet tahor. V'nogeh benivlasam yitzma. Right, again, the water that's a mikvah will be tahor, but if you touch them, meaning the sheretz, right, it's going to be tamei. So which is it? Rezahar ketzot, right, so tzafa bekelim tamei, right, bekarka tahor. So it depends. If the water's in the ground, so then it's going to be, it's going to be a suffik, it's going to be tahor. If it's in kelim, in utensils, so then a suffik is going to be tamei. We won't apply this kula of tumat tzafa, of this floating sheretz. Tana Rabbanan, when the Braisa, and we're going to have this Shaila in terms of this Tumat Tzafa, we're going to have a couple exceptions, and then we're going to have a bunch of Shailas that we're going to end up with a Teku. So let's first of all get to the exceptions of Tumat Tzafa. Again, Tumat Tzafa, meaning that usually Safik Tumat Mishus Rabim is Tamei. Person has a suffix whether he became Tame, he was in Rishus Ravim, so we treat it as if he's Tame. Tumat Tzafa, if the Tuma was floating, so then we're going to say that it is Tahor, that if suffix Tuma Rishus Ravim is going to be Tahor. But there are exceptions, right? We already saw one exception. One exception is if it's a dead body. That was in our Mishnah yesterday. What are the other exceptions? Right, another exception. Right, if it's floating in a kli, that was Machlokas Tanaim that we just had. Now, a bunch of more exceptions. Tan Rabbanan kol hanitlin, anything that is carried. Vahanigrorin, anything that is being dragged. Right, if you're dragging it through the water, or you're carrying it through the water, and then you have a suffix, in that case, svikan tame, it's going to be tame. We're not going to play this kula of tuma tzafa. Because it's as if it is lying there. It's as if it is stationary. And since you have control of it, Tosfos says, since you have control of it, so that's how, why it's going to be Tomei, and it's not going to be considered as if it's floating. Again, logically, right, it makes sense if something is floating, so it's much more possible that it didn't touch you. If you have control of it, so then obviously, right, it's not as as loose, it's not as floaty. Funny is Ruckin, if you threw it, so let's say, right, again, obviously it was, it touched something and you threw it, so Sveik and Tahor, then it's going to be Tahor. Chut min kazayis meis, except for, as we said before, right, a piece of a dead body. Vehamahil al pnei tumah, and also if there was an ohel over the tumah, I mean, we're not going to apply that situation. I mean, if the item in question was flying over a mace, right, so that's going to be, or a tumah, right, so that's going to be. That's going to be tamei. The chol davar shem tamei mimalaka mata, and anything that is tamei up and down, losiya zava zava, meaning including a zav and a zava. Those, that is a reference. Really, that zav and a zava have different halachos of tumah. Something called tumas heses, which is touch something with a stick, right? Not with an actual, not by touching the actual zav or zava, right? If you touch it with a stick, this is a tumah. There's a tumah of what's called, I like to call the princess and the pea, that if he's resting on 10 mattresses, it's, so all of them are tamei, right? So again, that's up and down, right? So that includes tuma zav and zava, right? That you're not going to have this this heter, right? Of tumas tuma zava, we're not going to have this heter of the floating tuma, right? Because it's going to be zav and zava. Right? They don't apply, right? They transfer. They have extra special chumras. And we're not going to apply this this kula. All right, Bari Rami Rechama. Again, I said before, the questions, the shadows that we're going to have, and we're going to end up with a teku with all of them. But let's get through them. So mace bekli, right? It's kli tafal gavi mayim. Let's say you have the piece of a mace, right? Obviously, it's not. We're not talking about like a coffin that's floating, right? If you have even a kazayis min mace, right? That also is matami. So if let's say a kazayis min mace in a bowl or something, and it's floating on the water, so what's the din? Basar kli azlinan, right? Oh, basar misa azlinan, right? Do we go based on the kli, the utensil, and that thing's floating, so therefore it's tumat safa, or no? We go based on the mace, right? The kazayis min mace is in the kli. It's not floating. It's in something. It's in the on the bottom of the kli. So that would not be floating. So maybe that would be tame. Intin tolomar should be probably boser, right? Yeah, boser kli azlinan. If you tell me that you go based on the kli, so mace agabe sheretz mahu. What about, right, if you have a mace on top of the sheretz? One second, sorry, just, what is that? Yeah, okay. Mace on top of Gary Sheretz, Mo. What about if you have a Kazayis min mace on top of a Sheretz? Right, Kevin, the high Tumas Erev, high Tumas Shuma. If, since those are two different levels of Tumah, right, if you touch a mace and you're Tumah for 7 days, right, the whole 3 and 7 sprinkling and that whole process, and as Sheretz, you just go to the mikveh at night, so maybe they're separate, right? Command the Machna Tumah Bekli Damya. Maybe those are separate items. Right, and it's as if it's lying in a bowl. Old Duma, or maybe Tuma Smichnuhu, maybe they're just, it's Tuma, they're both Tame, they're both Matame, so therefore they combine into one item, and therefore that item happens to be floating on the water. So, and if you tell me that it's as if they're two separate items, that the mace is inside a kli, the kli just happens to be a sheretz, but Tame Vadai, right, and then a shayla is definitely, right, then it's Tame, right, because the mace is inside of a kli, and that's not Tuma Tzafa. Sheretz agabi nevela nevela tafa mahu. What about if the two items in question is you have a sheretz on top of a nevela? Those are the same level of tuma. Nevela is a dead animal that's not been shechted properly. So if you have the same level of tuma, kevin de tervayu tumas erev inun tumas smichtahi. Since they both have the same level of tuma, basically if you touch one of them, so then you just go to the mikvah and you wait for sundown and then you're tahor. So then maybe that's the same item. Right. So ovedoma, or maybe haikazayis haikadasha. Problem is that they're slightly different in halacha in the sense that the nevela is only metame bekazayis. And that the minimum shear of a nevela is the kazayis, and the minimum shear of a sheretz is bekadasha. So maybe they are viewed as separate items, and therefore you have the tumah that's lying in a kli. The kli just happens to be right on a nevela. But sheretz, I'll be sheretz mahu. And what about if you have two shots and one on top of the other? Hani vada echad shirininu, old doma came into mafkiyad mehadadilo. Right? Or maybe, right, maybe that's the same item, or maybe they're different, since they're the same halakhically. But maybe they're two separate bugs or two separate shrotzim, so maybe they're not the same, and therefore you would have the tumah that's not soft, that's not floating on the water. Right? The bottom one is, but the top one isn't. Vimtim salamur, and if you're telling me the sheretz agabe sheretz cave and dimifsiki me'adadi, come on, dimachabaklidami. But if you tell me that, yes, we will say that the sheretz on top of a sheretz is as if it's floating in a kli, the kli just happens to be a sheretz, therefore it's not tumat safa, and therefore it's tumah. Sheretz agabe nevela dimishini muchamahu. What if it's a sheretz on top of an avela? But the veil has now melted, right? Melted into like a, you know, like congealed whatever substance. Kivati mucha havile mashka, right? Havile mashka, right? Maybe since it melted, that's a liquid, meaning that it's basically as if the sheretz is floating in the water, even though the water it's in right now is dissolved nevela. Or maybe, no, since the nevela is ochel, or it was ochel, that's considered to be a solid item, and therefore it's considered to be a kli, and we don't have too much zafa. And if you'll tell me that it is floating in the kli, so sheretz agabi shechvazera ma'u, what if it's floating in shechvazera? Dimisakra, havile, I'm sorry. What did I? No, yeah. Sheretz gavi took a shulchan zera ma'u. Vimtim zolamar came into mis akra havi leka uchla. Meaning, is that considered to be liquid or not? If you'll tell me, since it started in the body, maybe that's considered to be solid. Sheretz gavi mechatas umechatas tavan gavi mayim ma'u. What about if the sheretz is floating in mechatas? Mechatas is water, right, from the paraduma, right? So maybe that's for sure water, right? So how do you view that? So Gemara says lo yadin on teku. Right, we're going to end up with a teku, right? And we don't. We don't have an answer to the Shilas. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Paskins L'chumra, because whenever you have an Imtim Tzolomar, the Rambam Paskins L'chumra. Okay, fine. B'seir. Amud Beis, and let's get to the Mishnah. We have a couple, and we'll get some couple rapid-fire, quick-hitting Mishnayos until the end of the Masechta for Wednesday and Thursday. Amar Rav Nuna, Nazir Yosef Pesach, Sh'alchu B'kever HaTohom B'Shvi Shalat. Right, if a nazir right, or someone who's making korban pesach, right, again, both of them have to become tohar, right? And so they go, they walked holchu b'kever. It doesn't mean they're walking in the kever at their home, right? It means they walked over the kever at their home, right? I mean a kever they didn't know, right? On their seventh day, right? Seventh day is the end, right? That's the end of the whole process. So what happens? So what do we do? So we say that the halacha is that they are tahorim, right? Again, that's what we said in the Mishnah, right? Tumas ha-tahom is not soser. My time, what's the reason? The law limas tumas ha-tahom and mistar, because tumas ha-tahom is not going to knock out, right, their count. Masiv Rava, Rava said, what do you mean? Right, yar li tahorim and tumas ha-tamei, what do you mean? Our Mishnah, what about the end of the Mishnah? Right, if a person goes down, goes into a mikvah to get rid of tumas ha-tameis, right? And then, right, again, what happened? Right, and then there was some sort of issue. Right, again, what did the Mishnah say? Was the text of the Mishnah? What was it exactly? Yared, what was it? Yared lahaker. One second, no. The Torah mitzvah is a mace. Right, we said that the mace itself got pia ma'ara. Right, and then you have a dead body floating in the water. Right, so it depends on where it was. Right, if it was. If he went down to become tahor on the seventh day, shecheskas tamei tamei, shecheskas tahor tahor, meaning that if he was already tamei, right, we leave him becheskaso, right? We leave him in his status. So if he was tamei, i.e., if he was on the seventh day, right, he's the end of the nazir process is he's not done yet, right? So he's still tamei, right? So what do you mean? We said the Mishnah said we don't change the guy's status if he saw tumas at the home, right? So why would from Luna say on the seventh day, right, that would not be soser? What do you mean? Our mission says that it is soser because we said that because you know we leave him in his chazaka. His chazaka, he was already tummy. He hasn't finished his tahor process yet. So I'm late. From Luna said back then, modinu l'chab nazir shemuchosar kedeglachos. I agree with you. Meaning my case is only by nazir. Who already did the shaving already. Meaning Rav Hanuna said to Rava, I agree with you if the Nazir is still lacking the shaving. Meaning he still hasn't done, he's mechusar teglachas, he's lacking, but the meaning is he didn't do the shaving yet. Meaning he hasn't finished the Tara process yet. But if he had, so then he's after his, right, again, he had gone to the mikvah, he had already finished the tahor process, so then that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about, that too much of the home will not be so, sir, will not get rid of his count. Amalei Rava said back to him, Afani modin elcha, right, fine, so I agree with you too, right, but Otsa Pesach, in the case of a korban Pesach, right, again, that he saw too much at the home, delo mechuzar v'lo klum, right, because he's not missing anything, he's not lacking anything, right, again, if he's done all of his tahor process, and then he encounters tumas at the home. So then, right, that's going to be That's going to be fine. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, what do you mean? Someone who, Nazir, Mechuzar Pesach, right? Someone's going to Pesach, and he's on the seventh day, he's done everything he has to do, is missing one thing, right? The person's not Tahor until Harif Shemesh, right? Until the sun goes down, right? That's even if the guy goes to the mikvah, does everything he has to do, sun has to go down, and then he becomes Tahor. So Amalei, yeah, but Shimshon Mela Arva, right? The sun goes, sets on his own, meaning the guy doesn't need to do anything else. If he's completely done with everything he needs to do, and he's just waiting for something to happen that's not in his control, right? So then we view that as enough of this. He's finished his process, and then Tumas at the home is not going to get rid of that. The Af Abaye Hadar Bey. And Abaye himself agreed to Rava, what Rava said, that if a person is waiting for Harif Shemesh, Harif for the sun to go down, and then that he's basically viewed as having finished the process. And that is not a significant part of the process, and that is not going to affect the halacha. Now, where did Abaye do this? So this is a very different, kind of a bit of a random, not random, but a very different context, and requires 2 minutes of introduction. The halacha is, the woman who gives birth, or it has, let's say for our case, for example, we're going to see that she gave birth to a girl, so she has 14 days of tumah bleeding, she has 66 days of if she bleeds, she's going to be tahor, and at the end of 80 days, right, she brings a korban. The halacha is also, is that if a woman miscarries, rachmana litzlan, so after 40 days, she's also going to have to give a korban, and has the whole tara with the blood, etc., etc. The question is, we're going to deal with, is that does a woman need to bring another korban, right, if she gave birth, and then within the 80-day period, she miscarried. Right, if she miscarried, she became pregnant again, and then she miscarried. So that's going to be the question. And the question is, what about the last day, meaning the day that she finished, right, that the day that she would bring the korban, right, and wait for Harif Shemesh and go to the mikvah, right, that what about that last day? Right, if she'd done everything she had to do, right, and you're just waiting for the sun to go down, right, how far along in the process is it? And obviously we're going to see that Abaye agrees that the sun going down is not significant. But until we get there, that's a couple of lines, right, that's what's about to happen. So Af Abaye Hadar Bey, so Abaye, right, took back what he said, right, and agreed with Rava that the sun going down is not a significant part necessarily, or not a part that's going to impact the count of whatever is going on. The Tanya of Yolanda and Brisa, right, this Brisa is in, not sure where is Brisa. Oh, it's not a Mishnah. We had one before where it said, yeah, I don't see. Okay, so we had one, the Tanya before that was a Mishnah, but okay, this is a Brisa. Good. Yom Malos, on the day that she finishes, that's what the Torah calls it, right, the day that the woman will bring the Korban, that's the 81st day after, right, giving birth to a girl. So Tavi, she brings the Korban. Now, the Shaila is, right, if she had a miscarriage, again, if she had a miscarriage, so then she has to bring an extra one. Meaning she had, the miscarriage during the time, during the 80 days, so she has to bring a korban. Meaning the korban for the baby that was born, where it does not potter the miscarriage. So, meaning that's Yom Malos. If it's on the 81st day, right, then she needs another korban for the miscarriage. But Toch Malos, if it's before that, right, so then she does not. Right, then she does not. The Lo Tavi, then she does not. So, Yacho, you might have thought the Lo Tavi Alida Shilafni Malos, Aval Tavi Alida Shalaach Malos. Now, what's going on over here? The Brisa jumps into a different case and doesn't really tell us. What's going on over here, the Rosh explains, is that this is already a woman miscarried a third time. Meaning that the woman had a baby, right? And then within the 80-day period, she had a miscarriage. And then she had another miscarriage within 80 days from there. So the second miscarriage is not within the 80 days of the first birth, which was an actual birth. But the first miscarriage is. So you might have thought that just like she doesn't bring, that even though she doesn't bring a korban for the first miscarriage, because it's within the 80 days, she does bring a korban for the second miscarriage, because it's after the 80 days of the original, right, birth. Tam lomar, therefore the pasuk says, uvim los yimei tara, right? And when she's finished their tara days, biyom malos tavi, toch malos lo tavi, right? She's not going to bring, if it's on the day that, if the miscarriage is on the day that she finished, meaning the 81st day, so then she needs a korban for the miscarriage. But if it's within, if it's toch malos, then she does not. And therefore, right, the second one also, right, will not need a korban. because it's within the 80 days of the first one. So Amar Rav Kahana says, now Shani Hacha the Mixer Korban. Meaning here, meaning that what Rav Kahana said, that this is different because she hasn't brought a korban. I mean, he's not arguing; he's just explaining. Meaning why? Because she hasn't brought a korban for the first. Meaning the first miscarriage was pottered, but or was included, I guess, in the korban for the actual birth, and therefore when both of the miscarriages happened, right before she was chayv to bring right a korban. So therefore, meaning it's we don't view the second miscarriage as happening after the 80 day period for the first miscarriage. So the Gemara says, "Hasamnami, what do you mean? But if it happened again, and we said now the real point over here that we're trying to make is that Abaye says that the sundown is not as significant in the whole process. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between the 81st day, right, and the 80th day within the Malos, right? Hasamnami mechusra harif shemesh. That's what the Gemara says. If she had a miscarriage on the 81st day, right, still this harif shemesh, right? Why don't we assume meaning she's still waiting? Right, for Harav Shemesh, she's waiting for the sun to go down to finish the entire, right, she brings the korban, and then she's finished from the whole process, but she only finished at sundown. So why don't we say that even if she miscarries on the 81st day, right, that should be considered to be before she completed the entire process, because you're still waiting for the sun to go down. And that's when Amar Abaye, that's where Abaye said that Shim Shom Amela Arva, that the sun does it on its own, it's not a relevant part of the actual process, and therefore if she had a miscarriage after she brought the korban for the first daughter on the 81st day, so then that would not be considered within the 80 day period, and therefore she needed to bring another korban right on the miscarriage. Okay, we're going to invite the Hanukkah Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.